Video 8, I'm pretty much done, but I'm just doing this for other people. I'm back in the now moment. I'm actually back into 5D now, just living in the now. Peace like a river, you know. But I need to finish. I'm going to need to do two more. How to escape a narcissist. I mean, a narcissistic Jezebel. Psychopath. If you can have a friend that you talk to who understands this stuff. I know you're not supposed to yawn on a video, but I'm just being real. You're not going to want to miss this because, look, the Jezebel, you really don't have to escape because they push you out. They self-sabotage. They reveal what they are. The only way they can keep you blind is if you don't read your Bible. If you let them isolate you. I promise you, they are out for blood. They are out for blood. If they see that you're having fun on your job, they got to destroy that. If they see you're having fun with your little business, they got to destroy that. If they see that you're doing anything that gives you an equilibrium that's not focused on them, they got to destroy it, you know. And see, they're not sober-minded at all, so they have to destroy themselves. You don't drink, you don't curse, you're humble. See, they saw you as, they thought you were weak. They saw meekness as weakness, but Moses was the meekest man on the earth, and he had the same natural force as when he was 18. Moses, the meekest man to ever live, was a great leader, loved his people. Even the 20,000 that God swallowed up because they went against Moses, he still probably loved them. He hated to see them die, you know. But he said, are you going to serve God or are you going to serve the devil? If you're going to serve God, step over here. And then God swallowed them up, you know. So they see your love as weakness. They see your humility as weakness. And it's actually the more... Actually, when they try to do like witchcraft on your stuff, it just knocks them back, you know. You claim the blood of Jesus, the blood of his cross. When you start to talk about the blood of Jesus and the blood of his cross, that right there knocks them back right there from the get-go. Seriously, the demon in them. A Jezebel has a demon. It's a full of pride and envy and strife and all that stuff. So when Jezebel realizes... She overstepped her boundaries. She played her last card. You see through her. You've took notes. You've analyzed it. You compare her with Proverbs 5, 7, and 9, and she lines up. Her feet, she's loud, and she's stubborn, and she doesn't listen, and her feet don't abide in her house. She's just so much pride, no different than the harlot. You go down here, go downtown, and walk around and walk up to one of them harlots. They don't even make sense. I've been in hospitality for a long time. They know how to lie and divert. But if you stand back and you listen and you really step back and listen, nothing they say makes sense. They have to reveal what they are. Everything has a pattern. And Jezebel has a pattern. I've seen it my whole life. And you can, let's say you got caught up with a religious Jezebel who lied to you. Go back in time. And think about all the Jezebels. They might have been in your family. It might have been a sister, or an aunt, a mom, a cousin, or whatever. Think about how they acted and how selfish they were. And it was all about me and how dumb they were. The Jezebel's dumb. I mean, really dumb. I mean, really, Jezebel hangs herself. Jezebel's so dumb that she self-sabotages within a few days, maybe the same day. She's trying to trap you and pull you in. And the only thing that she has to trap you with is her body. There's nothing else. There's nothing else in there. It's like you want to take your hand and knock on her head, say, is anything in there? Anybody in there? They talk a good talk. They know what you want to hear because they played the game. They've been around religion They've been around the church folk. They know the talk, but they don't walk the talk because there's nothing in there. They just repeat what you want to hear. They know what you want to hear. They can't follow through. And a lot of times after you expose, after they realize they can't deceive you anymore, they can't trick you, and you've stepped out of the game, and you're actually emotionally detached, you know. See, they have no truth, so they can only use emotions. And when you realize somebody has no truth, it's not long-term. Emotions is just temporary. If you see the overarching archetypes of this reality, somebody who's in emotions is a temporary person. They're not even real people. But somebody who stands in the truth, the archetypes of this reality, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, night and day, the cycles of time to birth you to your next state. When you step into archetypical knowledge that is steady state and overarching, and you look at a Jezebel in the temporal mindset, the time, 3D time, you're stepping into 5D spirit mind, they're in 3D time, they can't even hear you. They don't even know what you're talking about. And so these kind of people are unstable and fickle. And when you walk away and you've seen them, they know you see them. So what are they doing now? They've got to find somebody else. And they got to get somebody to feel sorry for them. So they'll text you something stupid to get you to, or email you something stupid to get you to email back or text back. Because they want to show the other people in their fake reality bubble. See, they're still texting. They delete their message, but you respond to them, and they delete their message. See, they're still obsessed or still texting or whatever. You're just responding. My point is, they're always playing games with the people around. They have this fake reality bubble, and they're trying to keep this image around them. But people have, even that, people know it's fake. They know it's fake. It's all fake. There's nothing in there. And your steady state people that you have, your friends that are steady state, who's been around a long time, they have to get you. They have to remove. That's what I was saying. If you got a job, a career, a job you enjoy, and you're enjoying that, they got to get rid of that. If you got some friends that you talk to and been friends with for 10, 15 years, they got to get rid of that. If you have something that's stable, they got to get rid of that. Why? Because they can't win. They have a win-lose mindset. If they would step into your world, you step in there and make it a win-win, they win. But they don't think that way. It's all win-lose. They want total control. And if you're winning, in their mind, they're losing. But it could be that if you're winning, they could be winning. If they're winning, you could win. But they don't think that way. I saw this one Jezebel, and every Jezebel I've ever been around, they all drink. They all lie, drink, smoke, drug, party, go to bars, do drugs. They're always drinking wine or liquor or something, and all their mouth is so foul. They have such a foul mouth that the Bible calls it a froward mouth, FOROWARD, forward mouth. In other words, everything out of their mouth is corrupt. They're cursing, they're lying, they're cheating, they're stealing, they're everything. And so they think that they can hide. And they think because you have gotten saved, you're born again, you walk in the spirit, you love peace, you live in the now, you're not worried, you're not fighting over anything, you're content with the stuff that you have. The Bible says be content in all things. You're growing, you're slowly growing your investments or whatever, but you're content with what you have. You can live in a cardboard box and be content, but they can't. Because it's outward show, it's image. They're caught up in the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So my point is, they hang themselves. They hang themselves, and they got to get you busy. you know, I just saw this truck going down the highway, Eat Vegan. They're usually a go green crowd. They don't have a heart, so they go green, right? Instead of go red, they go green. Cain. The Democrats. Killing babies. Save the whales, save the animals, but kill the babies. They put the animals above the human. The tree huggers. Yeah, it's all right to take care of animals and nature, but when you put a wild beast above a human, you have no heart. I'm sorry. They will treat you worse than they will treat their dog. They will show more attention to their pet than they do you. They will have a conversation with the pet because the pet can't talk back and call them out on illogical jargon. And so they will put more attention on their pet than they do you. They won't have a conversation. I remember growing up around Jezebels, I never had a conversation. You know, every time you talk, you know, you have this woman that's trying to get in your world and marry you, right? My first wife, you know, we talked and got married. Then there was no communication. Second wife, she talked a big talk. She got in the door. We got married. Then there was no communication because it was all fake. When you're sitting across the table eating with one of them, you know, when they were trying to get in the door on the phone or whatever, they were talking up a good talk, you know. If it was in person, they said, let's go to the bedroom where there's really no talking. But if they're on the phone, they're talking a good talk. But then when you finally say, okay, let's get together, and you go out to eat and you're sitting across the table and you're trying to talk about something, whether it's doctrine or truth or finances or the way to life, way to live, building this or building a business, they're not a helpmeet. The Jezebel's not a helpmeet at all. Jezebel's not a helpmeet suitable. She's just out to suit herself. And she's got suitors that you don't know about. The painted face that she puts on when she goes out there, it draws attention. And when she goes to the store or the restaurant or even goes to a stupid farmer's market, she's talking smack to everybody at the farmer's market. She wants to go where the men are. She don't like to go where the women are. She goes where the men are so she can get attention and talk and overtalk. And that's another thing about Jezebel. She overtalks. She don't care what you have to say. If she does listen to you, she's trying to figure out your character and see where she can get in the door and manipulate you. I mean, she's had so many men that she's manipulated, she's become a master manipulator. And these kind of women, because society is the Jezebel spirit, these kind of women have been, they're carbon copies. They know how to talk. They won't submit. They want to rise that corporate ladder and get to the top and be power. They want power. They live for power. Seriously, I've talked to them. And I pretend to be just like ignorant. I pretend to be ignorant of what I'm talking to, but I've talked to them. They want power. They want power. Why? Because their daddy left them. Their daddy left them out in the cold. So they're mad at men, so they want to get powers to control men. It's deep-seated. All the way back to their childhood. Somebody abused them. It could have been their brother, dad. Somebody abused them, and they don't. They can't. That's where they stop their growth. They can't forgive. And so, why do they think about it? Why do they go into sorcery and witchcraft and all that stuff and casting spells? It's power. Why do they go into gematria and all that stuff? It's power. They want power. They feel weak. somebody has controlled them. Somebody has hurt them, and it's, and I'm trying to think of what the age that they seem, they all seem to be stuck at a certain age. And they might have been guilty too. You know, it could have been that they did something to draw somebody in, and instead of being protected as a teenager or child or whatever, they felt like they weren't protected, so they have to protect themselves. It always goes back to a childhood thing. And you kind of feel sorry for them, but eventually you don't feel sorry for Jezebel anymore, because Jezebel had all this time to repent, get right with God, but she just can't do it. She sold her soul to the devil. But it's always about power, right? Think about Jezebel in the Bible and Ahab. Jezebel wasn't a part of the Jewish religion, right? She was a Gentile. And so she married into a Jewish, and then she had to get the 400. She was like in the power position under him, and she usurped him and controlled him somehow. How can the queen control the king? I don't get it. But anyway, she had the 450 false prophet flying monkeys. And she was teaching Israel about false religions, Asheroth Baal. She had her own religions, just like Solomon. He married 1,000 women, had 1,000 concubines, and they all pulled him into idolatry and all that. So the 1,000 points of light is the false doctrine. So the way to escape Jezebel is stay in the Word, stay in the truth, live the simple life, live in the now. Don't try to get attention. Don't let her try to turn you into something to be worshipped. You just stay in your humble like Moses. Moses, the meekest man that ever lived, but at 120 had the same natural abatement, the same force. Don't let her turn you into an Ahab. That's all she's trying to do. And when she can't, she's going to go find another one. And then I find another one and another one and another one. And it's always going to crash and burn because she destroys herself. If she would submit, if she saw a humble man who was a hard working and she submitted to help him build his business or whatever he was doing, she could do so much better. She could do so much better. I've been around so many of them. They don't even know how to put a door lock on. They got to pay somebody $200 to come in and put a lock on when it's take you 5 minutes, and the lock's what, $15 now? It used to be $5, now it's $15. You can do it yourself. But they're paying all this money to hire people when the man could be fixing the stuff and she could be submitting to him, supporting him and his business or whatever. He could go around, he could start him a business going from house to house helping people. Making $200 a shot, doing something small around their house. But she's really in so much pride that she destroys herself. The wicked destroy themselves, right? Their pride. They literally destroy themselves. Seriously. They reveal what they are. Just listen to their words. It's always the man's fault. It's always they had an abusive guy. They had a mean. Thank God for Amber Heard, because it woke people up to reality of what these Jezebels are doing. Amber Heard revealed. Think about how stupid Amber Heard was. How dumb she is. If you listen to the court case, she just didn't make sense. And every Jezebel that I've ever known, been associated with, or married, they're just dumb. They're just dumb. But the way they get in is they talk to you and replay and repeat back what you've said. 2 weeks later, let's say you have a conversation. 2 weeks later, they'll say what you said, and you'll say, "Oh, you get it. Oh, that's great. You're You got it. They're just repeating back what you said. They don't have nothing. You saw the painted face. You saw the fake reality. And she's pulling you in with a mirror world, mirror universe. She don't even know what she's saying. She's heard you. She can process it. But it's really not in there. You know a woman has learned from you when you say something just to test her, you might get emotional and say something you know is wrong. And she rebukes you. Then you know you got something. What you want, if you're a man, you don't want Jezebel. You want a woman who's going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. You want somebody who's going to tell you the truth. Because a man can go off track just like a woman. Anybody can go off track. You want somebody to tell you the truth. If they love you, they're going to tell you the truth. Even if you get mad, they still going to tell you the truth. You know? You need authority in your life. You need accountability, man or woman. And that accountability will save your life. I watched family members. They all wanted to start their own business without a job. But I noticed they never really accomplished anything. And I thought, well, I want to do some side work, my little side business, but I got to have me a job with some accountability. You got to be here at a certain time. You got to act right. You got to dress right. You got to do this. You got to, take up your cross. A job will save your life because it keeps you accountable. But those who just want to be their own boss and have no accountability, unless they got employees and they're able to function according to accountability, if they're self-disciplined enough to run their own business, even if they're independent and not around anybody. I ran a book selling business for 5 years and it was rough. You had to force yourself to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go find the books from the stores. Had like 20,000 books. 20 times 7 is what? 140,000 in books. And so I had 20,000 books and I had them all organized, and I had to get up at 6 o'clock, go over to the store as soon as the storage was open and reorganize every day. It about killed me. But Jezebel always hangs herself. Jezebel always oversteps her boundaries. She always, because she's got two or three going on, she's going to slip up and say somebody else's name. She's going to miss, she's having a conversation with two or three, she's going to think that you are the other person. She'll slip up and forget the conversation that she had. She always destroys herself because you can't play against the universe. A liar is a Jezebel. And you can't play against the universe because all liars will be exposed. And if you're a truther, you're gonna reveal the lies. And so when she realized you see through her games and she's losing big time, it's like you're playing a game of checkers and she takes the checkerboard and she knows she's losing. She just throws the checkerboard out. She don't want to lose. She's already lost from the get-go, to be honest with you, because all you have to do is stay in the Word, stay in the Bible, stay in the truth, hold her accountable. She hates that. If anybody in your life doesn't want to be held accountable, that's the Jezebel spirit, and they hate it. They're going to take the checkerboard and throw it over. They'll quit their job. They'll leave. They'll cry, throw a fit, act stupid, act crazy. They don't want to be held accountable, plain and simple. And so, how to escape? Stay in the truth. Hold them accountable. Call them out on their lies. Call them out on their contradictions. Quit having relations. If you can go a month or two without relations, you're not emotionally blinded by that fake reality that they pulled you in with to begin with. Keep some other people around you. Talk to other people. Talk to a pastor. Talk to two pastors. Talk to strangers. Ask a stranger, does this make sense? No, it don't make sense. If a stranger says it don't make sense, and you ask five strangers that don't know the situation, and it don't make sense, then it don't make sense. Ask another Jezebel, what's going on here? And the other Jezebels, they won't reveal that. You know they're a Jezebel because you just watch their behavior, but ask them and they'll say, oh yeah, she's playing games. Ask another Jezebel what a Jezebel's doing. And if you got a Jezebel who's trying to get in your door, really, go ahead and ask her. You know she's Jezebel. She ain't never getting in the door. But you got another Jezebel trying to get in the door. Ask that Jezebel what's going on, and they'll tell you. Because they're just like them. They know the game. There's nothing new. Birds of a feather flock together. They all act the same. So how to escape the Jezebels? Tell yourself the truth. Get out of emotions and live in the real. They're fake. They're not even real people. Jezebel's not even real. She's not real. She's in her own bubble. She don't even know what it means to be a helpmeet. She don't even know why she was created. If she doesn't know why she was created, she doesn't know anything. She's living in Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be your own God. She's trying to create her fake reality bubble, but when it crashes, and it's already crashing, that's why she's drinking all the time. They'll even say stuff like, well, you know, when you're with me, I don't drink as much. You know what that is? That's a manipulation tool to make you save her. So you mean if I come and move in with you, then you won't drink? I'll save your life? No. That's a under the radar subtle manipulation tool to pull you in to a fake reality that you're going to save her. If you come and get in her world, she's going to be a better person. No, if she don't become a better person on her own, it's on her.